time for the Straight from the Street Sports Report. Tamar, I know your bracket is busted. The Sweet 16 is set. Number one, Wichita State, done. Now, I told y'all last week they had the toughest road out. I also told you to watch the 8th seed Kentucky Wildcats. They trailed by as many as 9. They trailed by 7 at the half and went on to shock the Shockers by 2. Coach Calipari, after the game, said the winner of this game should have gone to the Elite Eight.
I agree. That was one of the best college games.
No, actually, he said
time.
To the Final Four, and I really agree with that one. I really do. But get ready for the war now. The 8th seed Kentucky will face the defending champs, 4th seed Louisville. That will go down Friday in Naptown, 9:45 Eastern Time. 4th seed Cards, of course, punish St. Louis by 15. Number one UVA over the 8th seed Memphis by 18 will face the 4th seed Michigan State Friday, 9:57 Eastern Time in New York. Spartans over Harvard by 7. 11th seed Dayton stung the 3 seed Syracuse by 2, advancing to face the 10th seed Stanford Thursday, 7:15 Eastern Time. Members of the Stanford band were caught trying to sneak alcohol into the arena.
Wow.
Back to Dayton, Greg Gumbel had a turnover. He called Flyers coach Archie Miller his brother's name, Sean Miller, who was the coach of Arizona. CBS had to cut to commercials. Number one, Arizona will face the 4th seed San Diego State. Of course, they crushed Gonzaga. Number one, Florida over Pitt will battle the 4th seed UCLA on Thursday. Baylor over Creighton by 30 will face the 2 seed Wisconsin on Thursday. Iowa State stopped North Carolina, advancing to play UConn. Tennessee over Mercer, Michigan over Texas, 2 will tangle on Friday. As for the ladies, second round action tonight, 9 games. Yeah, watch them, including Notre Dame, Duke, Kentucky, and Baylor all in action. In the NBA, Phil Jackson not feeling the Knicks, giving up that 16-point lead, losing to the Cavs by 6. They are still sitting only 3 games out of 9th. Steve Nash has plans to be with the Lakers, to be in L.A., that is, with or without the Lakers. Of course, he had to sit out the Lakers' 9-point win to the Magic. But get this, dude paid $4.8 million for a brand-new mansion. And according to reports, he's going to tear down that mansion and build a new one.
Wow.
Hey, Geno Smith says he's happy that Michael Vick signed with the Jets. That's a 1-year deal. Okay, I guess he is. The word is that Sanchez is getting interest from the Rams, so we'll see what goes down with that. Falcons' Roddy White, get this. Now, you know, he had to stick his foot in his mouth. He tweeted that if Mercer beat Duke, he would give a fan season tickets on the 50-yard line front row. And as we know, Duke lost the game. Roddy White tweeted, y'all crazy thinking that I'm going to pay up a bet to a dude who had nothing to lose. And then he turned around and tweeted, gambling is illegal in the NFL. That was a great comeback. But come on, man, why would you jump out there? You know, this anything can happen at any time. You never do that. Lastly, Bucks wideout Mike Williams, get this, in the hospital. He was stabbed yesterday. Police are looking for his brother.
Wow,
that is crazy. Stabbed by your own brother, and we know dude has been having all kinds of run-ins with the law. I'm Super Cam with the Sports, straight from the streets.